Can you raise your hands tonight and thank Him for His goodness and thank Him for His precious, precious life? Lord, we thank You that You have come to give us life and to give it most and more abundantly. We honor You tonight, King of kings and Lord of lords. This scripture came to me as we were worshiping the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. Mary said, "Be it unto me according to the word of the Lord." And the word of the Lord was made flesh and dwelt among us. And tonight we behold His glory. We honor His presence. For He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Everlasting Father. He is, glory to God, our wonderful Counselor. And so we invite you tonight to be in our midst with great presence. Lord, we know that tomorrow and tonight many people will be opening up their presence. But Lord, may we not forget the very presence of the Lord and the very reason why we celebrate this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas season. Oh, Father, right now, I pray for an invasion of Your presence in our homes. I pray that Your presence would fill us unto overflowing with a revelation of just how much You care for us and how much You love us. Oh, Lord, may each and every one of us in this auditorium tonight, all of our church family, all of our friends, all of our partners, all those that are not here even tonight, Lord, fill them with the very presence of God. Fill us, O God, I pray, with the very fullness of the Spirit of God. Yes. We glorify You tonight. Place a hand over your heart and say, I believe that I receive greater presence than I ever had before. Be it unto us. Be it unto me according to the word of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Save me, Christmas presents. That's ours. Amen. Well, why don't you turn, shake hands with a few folks. Say Merry Christmas. Glad to see you. Wonderful to have all of you here tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Tom, and all of you here serving tonight. It's a glorious time. And it's a time to celebrate. Amen? Thank God I've got the spirit of Christmas. How about you? We believe the anointing is in this place tonight. Amen?
Well, I know I'm really glad to be here tonight. Yeah. How many of you ladies and, of course, some guys have been spending a lot of time in the kitchen the last few days?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, right.
Hey, wait a minute now. Sweeping the floor, mopping the floor.
This is true. He is officially my assistant.
Unloading the dishwasher.
Oh, I knew. Are we standing up still? Okay.
Well, I'm standing.
Let's all give Pastor a hand. That's what he really wants.
Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
He has been assisting. We're actually going down to John and Lindy's tomorrow, but by special request, I've made cookies today. I made fudge and this yummy chocolate cake, and so we're bringing it tomorrow on the jet if there's any left.
Well, you were upstairs getting ready, and you said, "Well, I left you a piece of cake, which is really good." But you didn't say anything about the cookie, but there was a cookie there.
Yes.
And I ate my little sandwich, and I had the cookie, and then the cake, and then you said, "That was my cookie." I said, "Well, you shouldn't have put it next to it."
You already had your cookie, because I have them packed real special so we can bring them on the jet.
Now, can you ever have enough cookies?
These are awesome cookies. They're jam-filled. They're healthy cookies.
Yeah,
right. Anyway, that's been our day. And yes, Pastor, you know, what is it when somebody cooks, they have somebody that chops, a sous chef. He's been my cleaner today, so yeah. I am thankful.
Well, not just today.
Let's give him another hand. I really think he wants to be praised for his
My grandmother, Nana, used to say when I kind of, you know, brag on myself a little bit, she says, your back's hunched over. You've been patting yourself on the back so much.
Kind of.
I'll never forget that.
Anyway.
Well, let's look at Luke chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 7. And this is from the New King James Version. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place with Quirinius, who was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, which is the house of bread, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. So on a night, a whole night like this, over 2,000 years ago, in the city of Bethlehem, the Master was born.
Amen.
How many of you know that God doesn't do anything by accident?
No.
And I believe that there's significance to the fact that he was born at night. What does this say to us? That Jesus came to this world at night to show us that great, good, and God things can happen at night.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you this evening. You know, if you're in a dark place. I've been in dark places. You've all been in dark places. Mm-hmm. If you are in a dark place currently, let the light of the glorious gospel Amen. Break through that darkness even tonight.
Amen.
Because it is true that light will always triumph over darkness.
Amen.
You know, I had this vision earlier today, and you know, they were singing this song, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And everyone misses loved ones at Christmas time. And I got to thinking back in 1973, it was Christmas Eve. I couldn't get off the couch. I was so loaded. I couldn't even make it home for Christmas. And I got to thinking, God, you are so good to me. You are so merciful. Praise God. He delivered me from the power of darkness.
Amen.
And he is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
What he has done for one, he has done for all.
He will.
He is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. You know, the devil could not stop Jesus being born into the earth. He couldn't stop you from being born again.
Right.
Me from being born again. When we call on the name of the Lord, like you said, light dispels darkness
yes.
and shines into our hearts. And when Jesus was born, you know, it wasn't like most people would have expected it to be. The Jewish nation was expecting the Messiah, but he wasn't born in a place where they thought he would be born.
Right.
There was no big gender reveal party for Jesus. Like, people go crazy these days with that. And once he was born, his baby picture wasn't splattered all over social media with the subtitle, the king, the king, the king is born. No. Very few.
Can't you
people.
Just see Joseph and Mary doing a selfie?
Yeah, a selfie, holding up baby Jesus. Woo! Parents of the Messiah, here we are. Give us a thumbs up. No, it wasn't like that. Very few people on earth even knew about his birth. But heaven knew. They knew that God had sent his only begotten Son, that Jesus had humbled himself and became a baby. Heaven rejoiced at such a thing. The talk about a supernatural, phenomenal
right.
event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something significant that would change the world and mankind forever.
Thank you, Lord.
You read there in Luke chapter 2, and I want to pick it up in verse 8. Look at what the angel's message to the shepherd was. It's so beautiful. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid.
Yes.
Then the angel said to them, read that with me, do not be afraid. Keep reading. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
Yes.
And then verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Don't you love that? Good tidings of great joy.
Yeah, preach that. Great
joy. We all know what it's like to get good news. When you get good news, it causes great joy. Maybe you've been dealing with some sort of a sickness.
Yeah.
You go to the doctor and they say, the disease is completely gone. What? You're not going to be sitting there sad. Great joy. Or how about this? Maybe your employer, like we heard the testimony on Sunday from Cherie, your employer calls you in, says you're getting a promotion, you're getting a raise. Great joy.
Yeah.
Or what about this one? Somebody calls you up and says, you know, I have it in my heart to pay off your house or pay off your car. Woo! Somebody's getting joyful right now. Well, think about that kind of joy that we experience with news about natural things. But the angels were giving them news that was going to cause people to be able to come back into fellowship and relationship with Jesus. That is good news of great joy.
And Amen. The gospel is the good news.
It is. Amen.
It's the glad tidings. The
That's
good,
right.
good
yeah.
news. Amen.
Yeah.
Are you glad that you're not here tonight to get some bad news?
Amen.
There's enough bad news all over the place. But thank God a good God has given us the good gospel, the glad tidings of great joy. And I think we ought to shout just
Hallelujah.
A minute.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Joy to the world.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? We're not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
No.
We're not to be ashamed.
That's right.
No. That's what Paul said.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel
Amen.
Of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went on to say, why? For it is the gospel, the good news.
Yeah.
It is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
Unto deliverance. Unto wholeness. Unto whatever is lacking in your life.
Amen.
God's got it and the gospel provides it.
Amen. And it's so awesome when we know Him and we receive Him. You and I have had that privilege to hear this good news.
Yeah, wow.
And we've heard it and we've received Jesus into our hearts. You know, when He was first born, that, like we said, there were a few people that knew that He was born.
Yeah.
But I love, there were folks, there were a couple of people that had been waiting and praying. And their eyes were opened and they knew that their Savior of the world, they knew that the Messiah was there
in
the midst. One of them was a
guy by the name of Simeon, right?
That's right.
Yeah, she said few people recognized Jesus, but Simeon was waiting.
Yeah.
You know, it's customary about 40 days after a baby was born that they would present him in the temple. And that's what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we notice in verse 29 of Luke chapter 2, it says, so he came, I love this, by the Spirit.
Simeon, he knew to go.
He came by the Spirit into the temple.
Yeah.
He was led by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And when the parents brought forth in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. And verse 30 says, for my eyes have seen your salvation.
Thank God we've
have
seen
your
your
eyes
salvation.
Seen his salvation.
Thank
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light. Mm-hmm. Everyone say a light.
A light.
A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles. And the glory of your people, Israel. So Simeon had a revelation that Jesus came to bring light into the darkness.
And that same passage, I love this, in verse 32 of Luke 2, out of the Passion, it says, "He will be glory for your people, Israel, mm-hmm. and the revelation light for all people everywhere." And this is the gospel. It's not just for a select group of people. It is for whosoever will call on the name of the Lord. It transcends every kind of nationality, transcends every social status.
Yeah.
Everyone is the same when they call upon the name of the Lord. And I love how that says
you
that.
You don't have to have a man to call on the Lord for you.
No.
You don't have to go through man.
No.
You can go directly to the Father.
Amen.
For He is the mediator between God and man.
That's right.
And you can go to Him in the name of Jesus, and you can call upon His mighty name.
Yes.
And
yes,
He will
yes.
hear you, and He will answer.
I love that. Revelation light for all people everywhere. Amen. And then that same verse out of God's Word translation, it says it like this. He is a light that will reveal salvation to the nations and bring glory to your people, Israel.
Yeah.
What we're talking about tonight is the light.
Amen.
My goodness, the world is a dark place without Jesus. Jesus was the original light that came and shone salvation into the hearts of mankind. And you and I also, we are the light of the world. Do you think that our nation needs some light right now? How about some of your relatives? Do they need some light in their lives? Light, what we're called to do is to be light bringers to those that are bound by the darkness. Just think about people that you know that maybe they don't know the Lord. It's the darkness of the devil that and the spirit of this world that blinds their eyes. But we know Jesus is the answer. He is what the world needs today. Jesus is the only answer. And He's the only one. Like you said, it's no man can save us.
No.
Jesus met all of the qualifications mm-hmm. to be called our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Savior. There's no other religion. There's no other gods that could do what He did.
Amen.
Just think about all of the prophecies that Jesus fulfilled.
Yeah.
I found this a few years ago, and it's a statistic by some well-renowned mathematician and professor, Peter Stoner. At least I can say his name. Anyway, he studied and he calculated the chances of the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies. He concluded that the probability of even 8 out of 108 prophecies coming to pass by one man was 1/100 quadrillion. Wow. Just to fulfill 8 out of 108. But you know how many Jesus has fulfilled? All of them. Jesus fulfilled 365 prophecies.
Wow.
That makes Christmas one of the most significant miracles in history. Our Redeemer.
Did you say quadrillion?
And I said it pretty good.
Wow,
I can't write it, but I can say
so
it.
Let me
that's
see.
A lot of
that's
zeros.
1, 2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. That's 18 zeros with one in front of it.
Wow. The chances.
Hey.
But look what our Jesus
Amen.
Has done. Hallelujah. And He's not done yet. He is our King of Kings.
Yeah.
He's our Lord of Lords. And all of the prophecies about us being with Him forever in heaven and Him coming to catch us away, they're just as true. Hallelujah.
That's right.
All coming to pass.
You talk about Christmas glory.
Christmas glory.
Jesus Christ is in us, the hope of glory.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to move, we're going to function, we're going to operate in the glory of God.
Amen.
In the time in which we have left here on planet Earth, right?
That's right. Amen.
But then one day, He's going to catch you up.
Glory,
He's going to catch
glory.
Us up. in clouds of glory.
Amen.
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 What do you say, you and I, be about our dad's business?
Yes.
What do you say we be about our father's business?
Yes,
we don't
amen.
Know how much time is left, but with what time we have left, we're going to occupy till he comes.
That's right. Amen.
And so Jesus knew that he was the fulfillment, the Messiah.
Yes,
he knew
he
who
did.
He was.
Yes.
He said in John 8:12, he said, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
And he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. You can't follow him and be living and walking in darkness.
That's true.
There's no such a thing.
No.
We cannot ride the fence in this day and this hour.
That's right.
I'm the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The NLT
yeah.
says this, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. How about that?
Good.
Because you will have the light that leads to life.
Amen.
So the question
Amen.
I have for you, are you a follower of Jesus?
Mm.
If you are, that means you don't have to stumble around in the darkness.
That's right.
Because Jesus, the light of the world,
Amen.
Because he is, we can see where we are going.
Amen.
You know, think about this scripture in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. This is a prophecy of him coming.
Yeah.
It says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land and the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined.
Amen.
And so this chapter is about a Redeemer coming,
yeah.
one who would break the power of darkness, and he would be the light of the world.
Amen.
Have you experienced this light?
Yes.
You know, we sing a song around here called Waymaker,
yeah.
Miracle Worker, light in the darkness. In would you like darkness. To sing that right now? Well, I can't lead you, so say with me, he's my way maker.
He is my way maker.
He is my miracle worker.
He is my miracle
he
worker.
He is my light.
He is my light.
In the darkness.
In the darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
He will lead you in the right paths.
Yes, he will.
If you walk in the light,
mm-hmm.
as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus and the Spirit of God will guide you.
Amen.
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 So he gives us songs of light in the night.
Mm.
He gives you strength and he gives you grace.
Thank
amen?
You,
God brings good news tonight of great joy.
Yes.
Even
amen.
In the midst of darkness. I want us to pray. Amen?
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Let's lift up a hand toward heaven and let's thank the Lord for this glorious time that we're having. Father, we thank you so very much
you,
for
Jesus.
The word of the Lord that we have heard tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so very much for all the songs that we can sing from our heart. For you certainly are a spirit. And we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord. You know, many are here tonight and you're already born again. You're already saved. You've already invited Jesus to come into your heart. Some of you are here tonight and you may not have yet invited him into your heart. You know, salvation is so easy. It's simply believing what the Bible says. It's believing that Jesus Christ died. Amen. He was buried, but on that third morning he rose again. And the scripture says, for with the heart that man believeth unto right standing with God,
yes.
and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Say this with me,
Christianity
is called the great confession.
It's called the great confession.
He said, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus
yes.
and believe in your heart, that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This salvation is a free gift.
Yes.
It is not of works. You don't have to arrive at a place where you're worthy to be saved. I got news for you. None of us were worthy to be saved. But Jesus took our unworthiness. He became sin for us with our sinfulness. That we might be made righteous with his righteousness.
Amen.
It's a free gift tonight.
Jesus.
And so I want to pray this prayer for those of you that are already born again, already saved. Go ahead and pray this with me. For those of you that simply are reaffirming your faith in Christ tonight, pray this as well. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. And you say, Pastor Mark, I'm going to pray this prayer for the first time. I want to invite the King of Glory to come in. Just raise your hand and wave it at me and say, yes, that's me. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Anyone else? anyone else in the house tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's say this together. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you that you came.
Thank you that you came.
To give me abundant life.
To give me abundant life.
And now open up my heart.
Open up my heart.
And I invite the King of Glory to come into my heart. I believe fully. And I say boldly that Jesus Christ died for my sins and was raised from the dead
on
my behalf.
On my behalf.
And I invite you into my heart. And I declare right now that you are my Lord.
You are my
Savior. And you are my Master. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, that's the good news.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. That is the good news. So if you've done that, please let us know about that. We'll be up here afterwards, like to talk with you, like to pray with you. Now on to the candlelight portion of this service.
Praise God. Did all of you receive a candle when you came in? If you don't have one, they're back there at the back. Everybody got, someone needs a candle still. Do we have any back there in that little box? Okay, make, go ahead and raise your hand if you need a candle. It'd be easier if they bring them to you. And this is just a beautiful time when we light these candles representing that Jesus did come into a dark world to give light to everyone. And because we've received His light, now we can go and be the light of the world. So I'm going to ask everyone to stand, and this is the simple instructions. The ushers are going to come by, and they're going to light the candle of the person on the end of the aisle. And the one that, when you have your candle lit, keep it upright, and those next to you that need to light it, come here, Pastor Kimberly, let's illustrate. So, okay, go ahead and light my candle. We want to make sure everybody does this right. And we have some children in here. We're delighted that you are in here. But parents, make sure that they light their candle properly. So mine is lit, held up. Pastor Kimberly is tipping hers over. And now she's lit. We're both lit. So anyway, so we'll go ahead. Oh, Pastor Kimberly. Did you blow on? Don't poof on your candle.
Oh my gosh.
I think she's got a...
We got a candle failure here.
Oh, there we go. Her wick isn't very long. So, you got one of those. And once all of our candles are lit, we're going to enjoy a beautiful song by our lovely Christina Rogers is up there, ready to go. This will take just a few moments. And once they light the candles up there in the heavenly places, maybe you can dim the lights a little bit so we can see how beautiful this is. Praise the Lord. Don't blow your candle out over there by laughter. Praise the Lord. Great crowd tonight. It will take just a little bit of time, but it's going to be so worth it. You're going to love it.
Don't play with fire, Raul.
And don't set your neighbor on fire. While we're lighting our candles, I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, we had a staff member that had recently got married, and his wife had long red hair. Remember Cindy, Michael and Cindy Powers? And so it was her birthday, and I love to give people birthday gifts, but I also love to pull pranks. So I thought, it's her first time here on the staff. Let's do something real special for her. I thought they were just candles that didn't go out when you blew on them. But these were candles that when you blew on them, sparks flew out. So with her long red hair, after we all sang happy birthday to her, she blew on the candles and sparks just lit up. And it set her hair on fire. And her husband, Mike Powers, he may be watching. I hope y'all are. You'll get a kick out of this memory. But her husband was like, "You set my wife on fire." He's slapping her hair with it. I mean, it was bad. And then, yeah, Pastor Tom was trying to help. And the worst thing was that I'd spent a lot of money on this cake. It was a delicious cake. But all of a sudden, it's covered with red singed hair. So it wasn't very inviting anymore. Anyway, So do not set your neighbor's hair on fire. Keep the candle out front. Okay. Y'all let me know when we're good to go.
Everybody get their candle lit? Okay, looks
okay,
like we're 100%.
Can you dim the lights a little bit up there? Is that Grace? I can't even see who it is. Yes. Awesome. There we go. And let's enjoy this beautiful song by Christina Rogers, Light of the World.
The world waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh come, Emmanuel. A child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh come, Emmanuel. And can you hear the angels singing, glory to the light of the world, glory, the light of the world is here.
The drought breaks with the tears of a mother. A baby's cry is the sound of love. Come down. You came down, Emmanuel. He is the song for the suffering. He is Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Has come, he has come, Emmanuel. Oh,
thank you. That was beautiful. Now let's all lift up our candles And just say this with me. Jesus.
Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That you are the light of the world.
That you are the light of the world.
And I commit.
And I commit.
To you.
To you.
That I shall be.
That I shall be.
A light in my world.
A light in my world.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to go let our lights shine bright for Him.
Yes.
Amen.
This light represents Him enlightening the eyes of your heart,
mm-hmm.
flooding your inner man with light, so that He will be able to direct your paths every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
No more darkness.
No more darkness.
No more down days. No more depression days. The light of the gospel enlightens us and quickens us and leads us and guides us.
Amen.
We say Merry Christmas to all of you. We love you. Be blessed this holiday season, you and your family, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.